Welcome to The Gloria Show. Founder and CEO of Personal Dynamics, Gloria Sloan, shares strategies for personal development on command to enrich, elevate, and empower, aiming to help listeners become the best version of who they want to be. Gloria says ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding fulfillment. The Gloria Show will lift your spirits with inspiration, offering new insights into challenges that could be standing in the way of your success. So please, welcome your host, Gloria Sloan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Gloria Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have another power-packed show for you, and I tell you, it is going to uplift you to the extreme where you're going to say, wow. We're going to talk about chaos to clarity, strategies for managing life like a pro. I love it. Let me welcome our guest for today, Denise Silas. Hello, Denise. Hello. And welcome to the Gloria Show.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Well, you know, today we're going to talk about in today's fast-paced world, as you say, managing your commitments can feel overwhelming. And we're going to talk about discovering simple strategies to take control of your time, prioritize effectively, using what you call the rocks, pebble, sand method, and mastering time management with the plan, attack, reflect, and handle task efficiently with do, dump, delegate, delay. I love it. Leave feelings equipped to organize your life and reclaim your time and focus on what matters most. What a great synopsis to just talk about how we're going to impact people who really feel so overwhelmed with just life in general. Let me share with the audience some information on your background and how you got to the point where you could come up with all this wonderful chaos to clarity methods to help people. Denise Silas is a devoted wife and mother, proud mother of two adult daughters. She's originally from the Midwest. She has called Mississippi home for the past 18 years, and she has a deep commitment to having a meaningful impact in her community. She's a hard worker in her church, Brown Missionary Baptist. And her beloved sorority, she's a Delta girl. And local network of professional women, and it's at the DeSoto County Business Women's Organization. With a strong foundation in accounting and a certified public accountant certificate, Denise spent years excelling in corporate America. While navigating her career, she launched her own skincare business, and it was initially set out for just personal growth endeavor, but after getting into it, it started as a confidence building exercise that grew into a successful entrepreneur journey, which I love. And over the past three decades, Denise has empowered and coached countless women in beauty and skincare industries, guiding them towards personal growth, business success, and strengthening self-esteem, which we all need. For the past 2 years, Denise has felt the call to expand what she does into a mission beyond the pink bubble of the beauty industry. Today, she is a dynamic speaker, coach, and advocate for women's empowerment. She is dedicated to helping women embrace their full potential, discover their purpose, and thrive in every area of life. I love it. Through her engaging events, workshops, Denise creates transformative experiences and workshops that are designed to foster community, build authentic connections, and promote meaningful collaborations whether she's hosting a group or sessions or providing one-on-one coaching, she inspires women, and we need that. We need more people to do that, to embrace confidence and become the best versions of themselves in their current season. I love it. I love that, because that is what we promote here on The Gloria Show. Denise's work is centered on creating a supportive environment where women can grow, dream, and achieve in their ways that they never thought possible. Her passion for uplifting others continues to change lives and leave a very lasting legacy of empowerment and positive transformation. We love it. That's what we practice here on The Gloria Show. So I want you to just jump right in and talk about your journey. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, as I mentioned, it was totally for the purpose of getting more comfortable and talking in front of people. When I tell people today that I had a major fear, they kind of like, really? But sometimes once you identify there's a situation, I just didn't want that to be my story in 20 years, 30 years, because I really wanted to pursue my accounting career, be able to stand in front of the board and say, hey, these are the numbers, not realizing it was really something bigger than that. It was something more than that. And as I ventured into, I was either going to do Toastmasters or start the business of Mary Kay as a way to do personal growth, not really to build a business. But it turned out to be more than that. I realized I did love to empower women. So that was exciting. But then at the end of 2022, right when we were coming out of COVID, I went through the devotional of 100 Days of Leaving Bigger and really discovered there was more that I was just being called to do. And it was more beyond, like I said, the pink bubble. I had served that well for 30 years, helping women in the beauty industry. But God was saying to me, because I am blessed to be around a lot of women, between my church that is huge, between my sorority, the women that I get to serve with in just in the county, I just hear from a lot of women, and they weren't as blessed as I was to have a support system. So I was like, okay, this is where I can take all the stuff I've been doing for the last 30 years and serve other women and be able to just offer them an opportunity to kind of come out of COVID. That was the initial thought of it. But then it became, God showed me a series. I did an empowerment breakfast just to embrace me. Like, who are you as a person trying to come out of COVID? And then had a series. God gave me a series. And then after that, my youngest daughter just really encouraged me to make it more. People were asking for, when is the next breakfast? When is the next breakfast? And we launched Empowered by DS just because of answering a call.
Wow. And what's it called? Empowered by the?
Empowered by DS. And DS is my initials, Denise Silas.
Oh, okay. Empowered by DS. Okay. How great. Well, you know, that's a wonderful story. And we all have a story that helps us to bring us to a point where we learn that we can help others, you know, and that's one of the things that I enjoy and talking about on this show is when people can come to the table and take their experience, what they've learned, and you kind of like did a self-taught with your own, you know, you started out doing one thing and you felt empowered. And the more you grew, you decided that it was a good thing to share that with others. And that is when you can really feel like you're empowering, you know, because you're taking what you knew, you starting from scratch and from a business perspective, a businesswoman, and you just went for it and you just start developing things as you went along. So tell me about the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand method. How did you come up with those as the things for clarity to get things, to get people to do things?
So just like myself, I know there's a lot of women who are involved in a lot of things, right? We have a full plate. We are always doing something, but sometimes we lose focus on how to prioritize us. So I can't take full credit for the rock, pebbles, sand, but I did discover it as a way that it made sense. So if you think about a rock compared to a pebble and compared to sand, the rock is bigger, right? It's a big solid something. So that should be if you think about it, filling up a jar and you put rocks in it, right? It takes up most of the space. Well, you want to think about the things in your life that's on your plate that is the highest priority. Stuff like your family, your health, your personal stuff, like taking care of yourself, should be the highest priority. So then you have pebbles, right? They're smaller, but they can go in between the rocks. That should be your next level, your priority B. So then you look at those things and say, okay, that's more like my career. That's some of the other activities I get involved in. But sometimes what we do, we put things out of place. We put our work life over our health. So it's really trying to help you to realize, really, are you prioritizing the right thing, or are you just listening to the loudest thing? And then the last is your sand, right? Your sand can get in between that rocks, in between those pebbles. It can still get in there. So those are the other things, your priority C, that things that you are doing that maybe got you real busy, that doesn't have a highest priority, that you can kind of look at and say, you know what? Am I feeling, have too much sand going on, and I really need to just focus on the rocks, the bigger things with the highest priority in my life.
Okay. So were you experiencing these things as you were growing and building your business? Are you talking from the experience of having gone through that and in order to come up with such a great analogy to put this together, is this really what you were going through?
So I have done chaos management because that was my life. So I have been blessed. I have adult children right now, but there's different. This is why I always talk about what season of your life that you're in, because your seasons look different. Sometimes people think that that's the end of your story. No, that's just a season that you're in. So I found myself in different seasons where I had to prioritize, because I had two daughters that were both athletes, and then we traveled a lot. So from my perspective, I was doing studying to figure out how I can keep my life in order and still be happy and not be so busy that I'm not, doing the things that's important, doing the things that make me happy, because I am 100% about me being happy, and then still being able to serve my family and get involved. So I saw that as a great way to, now let me take this. And then having to train and teach women for so long in the beauty industry, I had to taking women who work a full-time job, who have family, and trying to do a business. So learning skills that I use first, so I'm not just talking in theory, but also that I can help them to use.
Wow, what a great perspective. Because when you're training and talking, but when you know what you know and you know it, and you're able to pass it on to help others, that is the beginning of something beautiful. And you have really now built more of an empire to help, to be able to do that. Starting from your own personal experience. And, we're going to talk about the intentional part of this, because I know one of the questions I want to ask you is how can someone be more intentional about their schedule? Now, I am really big on intentional living. So if you're intentional about how you're living and putting things together in your life, then you're going to be intentional about adapting to a schedule that's going to help to avoid some of the chaos that we're talking about today. Because what you're talking about is ways that we put all of the pebbles and the sand and everything together to avoid the massive chaos that throws us off track. I mean, we just have stuff scattered all over the place. Am I right?
Yes.
And so what we're talking about is being intentional about prioritizing those schedules. So talk to me about that in ways that someone who may be really all over the place now in pebbles and sand and just a mess are saying that how can I get through this and sift through all this stuff and be intentional about making a schedule for my life so I can live like a pro?
Right. And one of the things I would say, Miss Gloria, is first starting, when we say we will have a great year, right? We just came into the year a few months ago. We were determined to have a great year. Well, to have a great year, you have to have great quarters. You need great months, but you got to be intentional about your weeks and your daily choices. We forget that, we look at the big picture, but how do you scale it down? So when I think this is all about not being reactive, but trying to be as proactive as we can. We know life happens. We know that there's hiccups, but how can you create a blueprint at least of based on what you want to accomplish, is this setting me up for that? So when we start to put all these things on our calendar and we're not looking at it intentionally, just saying yes to this, yes, because it looks good. We're just saying yes. If you don't step back and say, okay, how can I be intentional? One of the ways I tell people to be intentional is by creating a blueprint of the week. So I have this phrase where I say, if the world was perfect and it was up to me, this is what it would look like. It's just, at least you have to have a starting point, right? That's visualizing what you want. So as you are taking and saying yes and looking at all these different things, put it on a weekly plan sheet and just say, okay, if I would plan this out, where would all these things that I have to do, where would they fall? So we know there's certain things we do on a regular basis, right? For me, I go to church. If you want to know where I am on a Sunday morning from 11 to 1, I'm always going to be at Brown Missionary Baptist Church, right? If you're looking for me at 5 a.m. in the morning, most likely I'm at the gym. So there's certain things that we do regularly that you can put on your list, right? For you, this show is regularly on your list. So you start there. You put all the things in. So if you have children, that's why I said the seasons matter. What my schedule looked like today is different than it looked like 5 years ago, 5 years before that, 5 years before that, right? So I'm blessed to be in a season where I've seen a lot of seasons with from toddlers to school age to high school to now I have college and adults, right? So now I'm looking, now I have more availability for me on my schedule, but a mother who has children that are in sports that travel, she's going to create her plan sheet differently. So it has to be specific. So if you put those things on there, you'll identify a couple of things. One major thing you can say is, I have signed up for too much, because it won't fit on the schedule, yeah. Right? But if you went into the week just doing stuff and you look up, you find yourself running out of time, you always seem to be reacting to stuff, but this blueprint is saying, okay, these are the things I know if I want to, I have this activity for my children, I have this activity for my family, this is my date night, I plan my date night. Let's be clear. So it's putting all those important priority A things first, priority B things right onto the schedule. And then using that to the best of your ability to guide your day. Planning when you clean, planning when you do laundry, like being that intentional so that you're not just reacting and responding to life.
I love it because, I am a planner and a schedule. I'm a calendar person. I'm visual about it as well. So I look at a visual calendar. I know everybody's always looking at the phone and all this, but no, I wake up looking at my calendar and I've talked about this before. My morning starts. I have a morning schedule and nothing interrupts that because how you start your morning sets the pace for the rest of the day. So I agree with you being intentional about how you start your day off and a calendar or a schedule. And if you know your life, like you say, if you know your life from Sunday to the end of the week, you know where you go, what you do, you're intentional about prioritizing your time and everything. Sometimes some things come up and they get a little out of whack, but I agree with you. You must schedule, prioritize your life in order to live it like a pro. Things will happen. Things will come up that you may have little to no control over. But the fact that in your mind, you've already got it laid out, do you come up with this? Sometimes you have to move things around a little bit. You get a phone call, something comes up, you have a cancellation of one thing. And I've said many times that often you have to be prepared to fill that void. Take advantage of that hour if you have an hour of something that you had planned intentionally. And I call it like free time. Have a backup plan for that free time. So I agree with you that prioritizing with intentional habits, I call them. It's intentional and you know your schedule. You can have some flexibility behind it and with it, but being able to manage it to the best that you can. And that's the start of really living your life like a pro, because you want to be in control of your life and how you're living. But, you know, when we often are, we're trying to do everything for everyone. We talk about this on the show too, people pleasers, you know. So how do you prevent from getting overwhelmed? I know some of the things I do, but share with the listeners how you have been able to manage from the techniques that you have, that you teach, some good tips to keep from getting overwhelmed and being a people pleaser when you've got so many things that you have to do for yourself and everybody else.
So one of the biggest things, anytime I feel like an inch of being overwhelmed, I do a brain dump. I just put it all on paper. Any thoughts, thing that I'm doing, I make sure I get it visually on paper so I can see it all in one place. Because sometimes we don't even know why we are overwhelmed, because it's all in our head. You know, it's all sitting in our head, and you don't have a good control over. Like you said, you look at an actual calendar, but if you don't have anything on paper, you don't know that you have all these things going on, and that's why you are getting overwhelmed. So I brain dump, I put it all on paper. I'll sit and I'll go for a walk. I will literally go for a walk. I won't let anything play. I'll just walk and just to relax my mind, because sometimes we just keep going and I'm guilty of that. Like, I'll just keep going. I learned that just because it's available on my calendar doesn't mean it's available in my mind. What I mean by that, my capacity and my time management, as I've gotten smarter over years, you know, we learn as we go, got smarter and older. I realized that it's not just about my time management, it's my capacity management. So if I'm feeling that overwhelm, it's usually I have just, you know, if you think about a computer when it says you have this much storage left. Right. And you know that you have to somehow get more storage. Well, we don't get more storage. We have to start to take things away. So then I look at that schedule and say, okay, what am I doing that I don't need to be doing? Because one thing I believe for sure, Miss Gloria, is that God has given us adequate amount of time of what he's called us to do. Point
exactly. Down. Exactly. Adequate.
So if you feel like you keep running out of time, guess what? You're doing somebody else's assignment. I stand by that. I believe that in my heart, because he did not make a mistake. He knew what he called you to do. He knew you had enough time to do it. So that's when you start to do that do, dump, delegate, delay, because it may not be the season for it. So you have to delay it. It may not be your calling. So you need to dump it or delegate it to somebody else and just do what he has called you to do. And that's that balance between looking at your plate and saying, okay, what's my capacity, my commitment, and then what am I doing for my calling when I'm balancing all of that out?
I agree with you, because sometimes we think we can do more than we can mentally and physically handle. And when you get to that point and stage in your life that you are just so overwhelmed. And, you know, we talked about this on the show too. This is how people get burned out. You know, this is what burns people out. But when you have to practice being intentional about living your life, I don't want to say on a schedule or as planned, but when you can visualize the things that you need to do, and this is the honest truth, I'm going to tell you something. Because I'm so calendar based on a visual perspective, I could pull up calendars from 5 years and probably almost tell you to the date what I did today 5 years ago. I mean, I know that may sound a bit extreme, but when you're busy on the go trying to do things, have things, do a lot on your plate, if you're not scheduling and if you're not looking at intentionally prioritizing all of your time, someone else will do it for you.
Exactly,
which is someone else. If you're not managing your own time, how can you help manage your own life? In order to be a pro at managing anything, you have to start with yourself. And if you don't start with yourself, so I got in the habit of just doing it. I mean, and this is little things, whether it's some maintenance, somebody coming to the house, I don't care what it is. I'm going to put it on a calendar and it's going to be intentional. Because like you say, when you have a slot of time that opens up, you know, you say, oh my goodness, I've got an hour. hour, 2 hours, 15 minutes, I can make this phone call. Only a person who values their time realizes and appreciates it, in my opinion. You have to value your time and appreciate it when you have that spare minute or when you can work something in. You just have to value that. But this is very, very good information. I am just ecstatic over the fact that you're talking from experience. You're talking from nothing but experience. Well, listen, as we're trying to do all of these things to keep from getting overwhelmed, help me with the plan of attack, reflect, and help people to how people can help maximize their day to be more productive. I know we talked about scheduling, we talked about being intentional, but you have a plan, attack, reflect. Am I saying it correctly? You call it plan, attack, reflect. Break that down and share with the listeners how you incorporate that with the rocks, pebbles, and sand.
Okay. So it starts with to get from the rocks, pebbles, and sand to the plan, attack, and reflect. So starting with that, so we know everything that's on our schedule, we done figured out the priority of, we prioritize it, right? Then we took all those items, actually, then we put them, now we're looking at them from a standpoint, is this something I do yearly? Is this something I do quarterly? Is this something I do daily or weekly? So we've taken all of those things and moved it there. Then the final thing is, remember I said, in order for us to have a great year, it goes all the way down to our daily choices. So when we talk about the plan, attack, and reflect, this now is about our daily choices. Plan, I'm going to look and see what are my 6 most important things I need to do, because I've already looked at my week, because I have my week. That's, if the world was perfect, it's up to me. This is now I know what's supposed to be happening for this week. So on the day I'm saying, okay, for tomorrow, I'm planning my day. What's my 6 most important things to do? Where do I need to go tomorrow? Who do I need to see or connect to? So I'm making that plan out before, especially if you have children, if you have other activities, you have to plan that in, right? I cannot plan to be at a practice for a child on this side of town and live on the other side of town and needed to take something to the store on that side of town. You know, I had to always remember, did I leave the house with all the things I was supposed to leave the house with, including the children, right? So if I had to take something back and it was near where the children were practicing, I can maximize that. So it gets it as intentional as that. So planning out the day, what's my 6 most important things? What's the things I have to do for the day? Attacking it, saying, okay, if I break my day down to before I go to work, imagine if now this is the person who works a 9-to-5. So it's before I go to work, 9-to-5, 5-to-9 before I go to bed. So you've broken up your day. So if you work a full-time job, there's many things that you can't do because you're on the 9-to-5. But then an entrepreneur like myself who works full-time, I can break my day down a little bit more. I can go from before 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 5 before I go to bed. You know, so I can break the day down a little bit more. The reason why that's important, if I want to maximize my day, there may be some people I can only call at a particular time of the day. So I got to plan them in that particular slot, right? If there's a company that I'm trying to go to the store, but they close at a certain time, I need to be aware of that. And I can plan it. So that's looking at my plan of attack for the day. And with that, you always want to have a morning routine, like you said. And then the reflection at the end is say, okay, what did I do well? What's my nighttime routine? And what do I need to reassign because I didn't get done today? Do I reassign that tomorrow? Or can I reassign it to somebody else?
Right. You know, I want you to hold your point, Denise, because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to pick up that thought, because that's important for the audience to know exactly how the impact that it has on doing night stuff for the next day. So hold your thought. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, everyone. Be back in a minute.
Have you tuned into the hottest personal development podcast by the incredible Gloria Sloan? If you're ready to grow, elevate, and upgrade your life, then the Gloria Show is your ticket to success. Gloria believes ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding true fulfillment. If you're looking for a fresh, informed perspective on life, the Gloria Show is here to lift your spirits and tackle the challenges standing in the way of your success. Each week, join Gloria as she brings her energy, insight, and over 3 decades of experience in business management and personal growth to help you unleash your power and transform your life. From personal development and career transitions to self-improvement and leadership, Gloria covers it all with practical advice and powerful resources. Laugh, cry, and be inspired as you learn how to elevate yourself to new heights. Whether you're looking to become healthier, happier, or more successful, Gloria's got you covered, so why wait? Tune into the Gloria Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on any of the Bold Brave TV social media platforms and start your journey to becoming the best version of you. Don't miss out on the ultimate guide to personal and professional growth. Listen weekly and let Gloria Sloan help you upgrade your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Gloria Show. And we have as a special guest today, Denise Silas, who's talking about the chaos from how to be more proactive in your life and from chaos to clarity and how to live life like a pro. So she was just talking about the nights planning and how the night schedule prepares us for the next day. Jump right in, Denise, and help us with that, because preparing and planning the night before can be as stressful sometimes.
Yes. So let me first say that if you can create routine and something you do on a regular basis, that takes a lot less energy. If you're just reacting to life, that takes a way more energy than if you just know that if I do this, you know, we all know we wake up, most of us wake up, we brush teeth, we make our bed, those routines. So just like you have a morning routine, you want to have a nighttime routine. That helps to shut things down, it helps you to wind down, but it also helps you to prepare for your next day. Why is that important? So when you wake up, you're ready to rock and roll, right? You have specific things that you want to do. That reflection time helps you to set your day up, because now you reflected on what happened that day, you're grateful for some things, and then you can see what do you need to do in the next day. Looking at that next day may look totally different than the day that you currently went through. Your schedule may be much more crazy. You may have more things to do for yourself, for your family, or somebody else. But this way that you're ready for it. So you wake up not scrambling. You wake up walking right comfortably into the day because you have, to the best of your ability, because we know that life happens. So we just know life happens. However, if you have a better direction, you're not just being reactive to everything that's happening. You at least have some direction and can be put yourself in better position to maximize your day.
Good advice. Now, you know, what impact do you think this has on your sleep? Because, you know, when you have had a full day, and as you say, you're preparing for the next day, and I don't know, some people have a bigger problem when they are trying to put everything together and go to bed. You know, you go to bed with a heavy load, and sometimes it does affect your sleep, because you do want to wake up feeling vibrant and refreshed and having rested well. But what would you say is maybe just a good tip that when you ended your day with a lot of stuff on your plate, and as you're looking to plan for the next day, that in order to have a peaceful night's rest, you know, like you say, you've got it all together, you've laid it out. And, you know, my first take is to be grateful for everything that did happen that you were able to do. But someone may still be challenged, you know, even when they go to bed, to feel like they have accomplished enough that they're ready to set pace the next day. What would you say to that person?
I would say what I have found for me, if I can just get it out my head, I can always rest better. So I think we hold so much in our heads. And I mean, just trying to remember everything. I hear people say that all the time, but if I get it out my head, at least I know it's somewhere. I don't have to remember it. I don't have to take energy for that, and I can rest. The other thing is we just have to give ourselves some grace. You know, we cannot get everything done. One of the things I have realized, when I have a lot to do, I will put it on my daily plan. I go from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I try to physically put it all in a time slot. A lot of times I realize I was never going to be able to get that stuff done. So when I do that, I can give myself grace. It's like I had too many, because, you know, we've tried to put everything as a priority. Like, you have 15 things. It's supposed to be just like 6 things, and we have so many things on the list. So then we get frustrated because we couldn't get everything done, but we were never in position to get it done. So you have to give yourself grace, right? And let yourself know, okay, I either need to move this, because that's being intentional again. I need to move this somewhere else because physically I'm not able to get all of that done. So I create a running list. I have just a list in my notebook. I just use a regular 5 subject notebook, and I just keep adding stuff to the list, stuff to the list, so that I can move it somewhere and I don't have to hold on to it in my head. So for me, that allows me to sleep better, because if I can get it out, I don't have to keep worrying about it. And it's also teaching yourself, because, you know, there was a season where I did get overwhelmed, but because I didn't want to be that person, I did some research to figure out. I listened to all these different people, and this is what I found worked for Denise, right? Because you can talk to 15 different people and they can give you 15 different ways of doing it, right? What I do currently now as an empty nester is different than what I did when I had a 10-year-old and 15-year-old in the house. It's different than I had. So you have to continue to adjust it to figure out what's working better for you. I get up very early because I work out at 5 a.m. So that helps me to start my day like that, to go and just sweat it off. Like, I feel that all that stuff is just rolling off my shoulders. But somebody else may do something a little bit differently. They may just sit and meditate. So figuring out what works for you, doing enough research and trying different things to get your right plan in the current season that you're in.
That is very good advice. And I totally ditto what you're saying, that it depends on where you are, because adjustments in life have to be made. And sometimes they're made more on a regular basis than we would like, because every day is not always, you know, a blueprint of exactly what you had in mind. It's not necessarily planned. It's planned, but it's not going to unfold as we had hoped, no matter how strategic we have been to make sure that it goes this way or that way. There are just things that happen in life that we have to be able to have a mind adjustment. And that comes with having our minds trained to do what I call mindset, growth mindset. And when you have that ability, when you have trained yourself and your mind to be able to make those adjustments, and that, in my opinion, takes practice. You know, everything we're talking about, whether it's being intentional or all the steps to take to be able to accomplish and to do things, I always say it starts with being a practice. You know, some people may have little habits that they have to help them along the way, but until those habits formulate into what is a genuine, healthy practice for living, when you are practicing what's good for you, what's going to give you good wellness, and what's going to give you a good mindset, in my opinion, when you are practicing those things, it makes it a lot easier to make the transformation, you know, from one day to the next, whether it's morning, noon, or night. We're going to make those adjustments a lot more with ease when we have developed a growth mindset to be able to do that. All of this is so wonderful, Denise. You have just given us just tons of information. What I want to do now is, I want you to recommend where someone can start first, because, you know, we've talked about a lot, and someone out there may be listening, and we want to leave them in a good place in terms of where they can start. so that they can overcome the chaos that they might be experiencing every day. You have shared some very, very good tips and advice, and I'd just like for you to kind of break it down and maybe give us some information on where someone can start, and by all means, incorporate what you do and how you help people and what you can offer people. And if you have information or materials where someone can go to get your help, share that as well, because the audience really needs to hear that.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity. I would say the very first thing is, I'm gonna back up. Who are you around? I'll ask that question, because your circle matters. Who you're listening to matters. You can't do it alone. When you get into chaos, you cannot do it alone. I believe that, because you're only coming into it from your own perspective, which is chaotic, right? So you only come, so you can't even see clearly. So get with someone in a space of someone. This one is some of the things that I do. I sit down with people, tell me what's all on your schedule. Let's put it all down. And often that overwhelms people because they don't want to face it, right? So I encourage you to put it all down. Let's see what you are doing, number one. Number two, then ask yourself, based on what I want to achieve this year in 5 years, based on what is important to me, what am I doing that lines up with that or that is not? If I remove those things that are not, would that put me in a better position? Can I be more mentally sound? Can I be a little bit healthier and less stressed because I was courageous enough to remove some things? Because it takes courage to create a new identity, right? Because when you're trying to get things in line, you are trying to create a new identity. So being able to do that, then I say, okay, based on that, if they have a problem with saying the word no, this is what I tell them to say, Ms. Gloria. As much as I'm honored that you would consider me for such a task, at this time of my life, I'm going to have to take a pass. You never say the word no, but you have to acknowledge. So getting people courageous enough to be able to say no to some things that don't line up with what they're doing or that's going to create more. So taking the time to do that. So I even have a quarterly empowerment box that I do. In there is a customized journal. The whole purpose of that journal is to have women just reflect, like, what do you want? Because often we get so lined up with all the things that we have to do for other people versus what is important to me. What is the one thing I've been saying, oh, I want to get back to that. I want to do that. So in this journal for 12 weeks, that's the only thing they can put in the journal. They can't put anything about family or anybody else, know where they're serving, just the thing that's important. So then every week they write 6 most important things that's going to help them achieve that. If it's a person with a new business, then maybe I need to go on a website to explore something. It's just the little steps that's going to help that particular thing to help them keep that in line. So it's just having somebody to help them just kind of get that narrow focus to be able to get some clarity on it, to know, and not just clarity in that, just that chaos, just clarity on what's important to you in order for you to be doing the right things that's going to make you happy and help you get to the place, you know, from where you are to where you really want to be. I think we sometimes don't even allow ourselves to get to the where we really want to be because we keep allowing so many other people to steal that time from us.
Oh, I totally agree. And I love it when you talk about those circles. I'm always talking about the circles on this show. I say sometimes those circles become smaller and smaller because, you know, you have to be able to have a person that's available to you, with you, to help you to build, grow, and feel what you need to feel. That is some very helpful information. And what you're saying is that you offer this journal process. You offer this to the people that you offer consulting to, or is there, a website or somewhere where people can go and find you to be able to get this information, to contact you for a session with you? Is that a possibility?
Yes, they can reach out. We're on empoweredbyds.com is our website. So from doing stuff in group settings to doing stuff even, you know, informally through the empowerment box, then all the way up to one-on-one coaching. So I do offer all of those avenues. I sit with them to figure out what's best for them, and then they decide what they are willing to invest their time, energy, and their resources into. And then I work with them from there.
That is wonderful. So you do groups as well. You go to various groups and talk, as well as one-on-one coaching. Denise, this has been very, very helpful. Is there any one last thing that you would like to share with the audience as a tip, or anything that you would like for them to take with them as a bit of advice?
Yes, I would say for you to always remember that you are living in a season, or you are just creating a chapter. It's not the end of the story. Figure out how you can be your best version in this current chapter. That may mean you need to just step outside of your comfort zone, get into a new circle, be open to explore some different things that you have not been doing before in order to put yourself in a different place. But often we don't know even what we want. When I ask the question of people, you know, what is it that you want? They're quick to tell me what they don't want. So I'm trying to get more people to understand. Let's figure out and just ask yourself the question. If the world was up to me and it was perfect, what would it look like? Like, if you could really define that, what would it look like for you? And start to get closer to that, and you'll be amazed what could happen. And just understand and line that up with where God has called you to be.
That is wonderful advice. Thank you so very much, Denise. This has been beautiful. It's been very helpful. It's just wonderful to know that you're doing this. This is good stuff, you know, and I appreciate you coming on the Gloria Show to share this. It's been uplifting, and I hope the audience, I'm sure, has been able to take away all of this information, and we're going to follow up with you and keep track of you, and, you know, maybe you'll come back to see us again sometimes. It's just great, this information that you have shared, and, you know, come back and see us again, and let's do this again. Thank you so very much. We have had Denise Silas on our show today and talking about the chaos and clarity, and she shared with us strategies for living life like a pro, helping us to define where we are, to live intentional. You know, she had great analogies with the rocks, pebbles, and sand, her information on the plan attack, the reflect. It was all very, very good. And that's what we do here on the Gloria Show. We talk about ways that empower, uplift, and help people to become better versions of themselves. So thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, I always say, ultra successful people always look for ways to elevate and upgrade their life. And you can do that. Continue to be uplifted and continue to be elevated to get to a point where you feel and know that you are heightening yourself. You're improving yourself, and you can feel it. Those feelings will happen when you can see that you are elevating and upgrading your life to a standard to help yourself to become a better version of who you are and who you want to be. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, ultra successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new things. Until next week, goodbye for now.
This has been The Gloria Show with host Gloria Sloan. Tune in each week as Gloria will help you to unleash your power and improve your personal and professional life. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave TV network, powered by B2 Studios.